It's Ryan Fowler talking with Amari Cooper live at SEC Media Days. What's the reaction? Obviously, been here for 30 minutes. These Alabama fans sort of come out in numbers.
It's more than what I expected, but it's a good feeling.
So are you nervous as you approach 3 hours of media?
No, sir.
Do you like us?
Yes, sir. I do.
Going to be some tough questions. Amari Cooper, you're expected to be one of those leaders of the football team in 2014. How will you embrace that role a little bit different than 2013? I know you were a leader, but 2014, there's more on your shoulder pads.
Yes. One thing I've learned about being a leader is that, you know, as a leader, you create the hysteria that permeates throughout the team. And so if you approach the day with a positive attitude, then more than likely the guys who you are leading will be positive too. And if you go in there, you know, lethargic, those guys will be the same way. So you have to keep that in mind when you approach the day.
Not trying to go back and talk about Oklahoma and Auburn, but I do a show in Tuscaloosa. We take nothing but phone calls. A lot of Alabama fans are still disappointed that loss, that hunger still there. Describe your sort of offseason. Does those two losses to end the season motivate you through the offseason, or is that totally out of it?
Yes. You know, it's always important to, you know, not look back unless you're learning from it. And I think we certainly learned from that experience. We know what we have to do to win, and, you know, we have to be prepared. We have to go out each and every day in practice and, you know, give it our all. And that's all that we can really do.
All right, quarterback situation, very important. Blake Sims, a guy that's been there for a while. Jacob Coker, the newcomer. Cooper Bateman there as well. Break down those guys during 7-on-7 camps this summer.
All of those guys have been tremendous. You know, they all of them throw the ball differently, of course, because they're different people. But I would say this, all of those guys are fully capable of playing winning football at the University of Alabama.
Who's got the strongest arm?
The strongest arm? Whew, they all throw pretty far.
But have you been surprised at Jacob Coker? Has he made an easy transition? Because it's very important for him to get on sync. If he's going to be in a true competition with Blake Sims, has he been able to get on sync with the wide receivers?
Yes, he's made an easy transition. You know, the guy is big, strong, fast. He's smart, takes command in the huddle. You know, all of the qualities you would like for a quarterback.
But a personality, he's came in and understanding that, you know, he's not the man yet. He has had that as far as personality.
Yeah, he's being really humble. You know, he's a cool guy, really cool guy.
Alabama picked to win the SEC this year. As you look at this team, sort of walk through your confidence level. You feel good about the team. Obviously, there's some replacements that needs to happen on many different sides of the football. Are you confident in 2014?
Yes. You know, I have to be confident. I'm a leader. Those guys, you know, look at the leaders for confidence. But I would say, you know, preseason predictions, they don't mean anything. Postseason results mean everything.
You're the fastest guy on the team, right?
One of them.
Thank you so much, Amari. I appreciate it.